Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, April the 24th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon, a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump into talking about a topic that I wanted to talk about, a few months ago, but it wasn't the right time, and to now or today is a good time. We want to talk about building your empire. We want to talk about how to build a global empire or a global system. But we want to come at it from a esoteric or a metaphysical perspective because everything that I do is based upon understanding how systems work. So we live in a universe or a world that is based upon systems or patterns. And we all know that systems are patterns of power. And so this ability to understand that systems and patterns are power allows us to build. So we want to break this down. There are three things or three steps or three, let's say ideals, for lack of a better term, that I want you to wrap your brain around. And we want to talk about each one of them and what they represent. Now, this is extremely important when we're talking about establishing you, because you are your own empire. So when we're talking about you establishing your own empire, now we're getting into you identifying your true design. So the three things that we want to talk about today are the three things that I think is important to building your global empire. So number one is we've got to establish the mind. Number two, we've got to establish the heart. And number three, we've got to establish the gut. But we need to break that down as far as what that means and how that results or builds your brand or your empire or your system. So we're talking about brand, we're talking about empire, we're talking about systems. So we've got a lot of words that we need to break down to help you over and understand, because all of this, again, was something that was, you know, really, really important. And that I talked about or said before, you know, this is something that was, you know, shared with me that really helped me understand the importance of me being me. And what does that mean? Because it sounds selfish, egotistical, arrogant, especially coming from a Judeo-Christian perspective. But as we've been talking about in all of the scriptures, it talks about, especially the Gospel of Thomas, even in the Bible, when it talks about love your neighbor as yourself. So the same way you love yourself, not your flesh, but yourself, that means your design. So what does that mean? You know, the hardest thing, or one of the hardest things that people have to understand, is one of the hardest things that I had to understand, that it is natural or it is totally okay for you to be about your business. Now, I'm not talking about being busy. I'm not talking about busyness. I'm talking about business. And when I talk about business, I'm talking about maintaining a mental disposition that allows you to be, I'm going to use the word attractive. Now, when I say attractive, it's really interesting, because last night I was researching and going over some stuff that deals with the next pay-per-view show that focuses on genetic editing, and it talks about how opposites attract. And it's really interesting, because people always tell me that, you know, if you maintain a certain mental disposition, you draw more of that certain mental disposition. That's not true based upon the current laws. And if anybody don't believe me, just, you know, look at the laws of magnetism, and you will see that if you got two positive poles, they repel each other. If you got two negative poles, they repel each other. You need a positive and a negative to draw or to attract each other. Now, that's extremely important, because in relationships, most people, you know, they think that if they don't get along, that's a bad thing. You're in relationships, you know, you should have somebody that their strengths are your weaknesses, and your weaknesses is their strengths. And so that's really important when we're talking about building, not only from a relationship perspective, but also, you guys know I deal with four things in four areas. And the four areas that I focus on is wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So I want to build an empire in all four areas. And that's what I've done. And that's what I'm doing. Now, let me make sure you understand the statement, because anybody can say things and not understanding the metaphysics of those things. So to build an empire, a global empire, you need three things. Number one, your mind must be totally immersed in your design. Number two, your heart must be totally immersed in love. Number three, your gut must be totally detoxed or separated or detached from the world. Now, those three things are keys to building a global. Now, I got clients. I was talking this morning to a client who's in Vietnam, who flew from Vietnam to Canada. He's like what I call a perpetual traveler. Then I was talking to another client that's in Christmas Island. Then I talked to another client that's in South America, then Zimbabwe. And I'm thinking about the global reach of my empire if you want to use that word, which is another word for system. So how do you build a global system is what I'm talking about. How do you stop playing and go build your empire? That was told to me. And when it was told to me, it was like, stop playing and go build your empire. Now, what does that mean? Well, if someone says, or if your spirit, or what I'm implying or recommend is, if you are engaged in some activity, that activity that you are engaged in should be building your brand or building your business or building your system or building your empire. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to stop building a non-empire or stop doing non-empire, non-purpose-based, non-building activities. Now, that's a big one because a lot of us, we are attached to busyness, but we're not effective. Now, let me just speak for myself. You know, we can get confused and we can think that we are building when we are not. Now, I just got some really, 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 really bad news. Like, really bad news. Like, today's show's a little rough. It's not rough. And the news isn't bad from a perspective. It's family, it's personal. So I definitely won't be sharing this online over the airways. But let's just say it's something like I always told you guys, nothing sneaks up on me, meaning nothing happens in my life that I'm not aware of it. So it wasn't the awareness. It's always the details of the awareness. So I knew something was happening that was good or something that was happening that was bad. Now, again, this has to do with building your empire. Remember, three things. Your mind must be immersed. So if I'm a bad guy, I got to get your mind not to be immersed. So everything I teach, like I always tell everybody, I live. That's good and that's bad because people take what I'm saying because my life is an open book. But all of my clients, as I've said this morning, I got clients all over the globe and I ask them, why did you pay me $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to do one-on-ones, basically, to read my books and to listen to my shows? And 9 out of 10 clients all tell me the same thing. They all tell me because you are an open book, because you are an authentic. And I ask them why. Why is that important? Why do you want to talk to somebody to assist you with building your empire, to establishing a system that is global, that allows you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship? Why is authenticity? Why is honesty? Why is integrity? Why is trust important? Can't you have money? Can't you have health? Can't you have wisdom? And can't you be in a relationship without trust, without being open, without being honest, without being responsible, without being accountable, without being transparent? And all of my clients tell me no. Now, I've been doing the opposite. I did not think that those things were as important. But as I've been growing and as I've been going from level to level, and now that I'm involved in or I'm at a level where my business, my empire has a global reach, these three things are more important because now the clients that I am attracting into my life, they have a global reach. They cannot afford to be connected with somebody that is unethical. They cannot be afford. What if one of my clients, and I have a few that are, I would say, let's say, engaged in activities that are have a global impact, meaning that there are clients that I have now that have real money. They don't have play money, you know, real money, like, you know, real money, not, you know, a couple of $100,000. So if I got a client, they cannot afford to have me as their life coach if I'm a drug dealer or if I'm unethical or if I'm immoral or if I'm this or I'm that. So I have to be, how do I prove to somebody, my client that I have in Vietnam, for example, my client, I have four clients in Toronto or in Canada, which is one of the reasons why I want to go to Canada. So how can my clients in Canada know that I am trustworthy, that I am honest, that I am who I say I am. How the only way they know me is through Skype, whatever you call it. So we do Skype calls. So this morning I had a video conference with a client. How can I build an empire with that client? That client has to know. He cannot hope. He cannot believe. How does that client know I'm real? How does that client know I'm not a drug dealer? How does that client know that what I say, I do? Well, the number one thing that the client told me this morning, he told me that when you speak with something in your voice. Now, remember, I've been saying this, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. Something happened this morning that would, the average person, they would not do this show. They would have shut down. They probably would have called in from work. They would have stopped activity. They would be probably in an emotional, maybe not an emotional wreck, but they would be very emotionally concerned. They would put their business on hold. Yet I'm doing the show, business as usual. Something happened like just this morning, like it just happened. Because I set my mind to do a show that says, stop playing. Stop playing. That's number one. A lot of y'all are, well, not y'all, but, you know, people that you know are playing. Now, remember the word playing is associated or cousin with the word recess. And remember, the way that the enemy gets you off your pattern and off your game and get you out of being immersed in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, he got to get you to settle. He got you to get you to settle for things, again, that tolerate you instead of things that elevate you. And the way that he does that, again, is get you to go on recess. Now, when I was in elementary school, the bell would ring and it was recess. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid in elementary school, what does recess represent? Can anybody remember? I'm an old guy, so if I can remember, I know you young whippersnappers can remember. Every time the bell rang for recess, the word recess means a voluntary stoppage of normal activity. Notice the stoppage is voluntary. Now, I'm talking to people, and I was talking with I was having a conversation, and I was explaining to the person I was having this conversation with that your problems are your own. Everything that's going on in your life is because you have stopped creating. Now, this person that I was having this conversation with was looking for a hand out instead of a hand up. And during this conversation, this person, I informed this person that I'm not the one, boo-boo. I mean, I'm not your meal ticket. I mean, that you got to figure this business out on your own, just like I did and just like everybody else do. Now, it's interesting that stop playing. That means the word playing, again, it means that you are engaging in activities that are not purposeful. You're busy. Notice. It's not you're not doing nothing. You're busy, but you're not effective. Now, when I was, my first business I had, I remember my photography studio, and I was living in New Mexico, and I remember I was real busy. I was doing taxes. I was doing signage. I was developing film. And all of the activities, I remember my guru back then told me, how much of your activities are bringing in revenue? And I remember he told me, and he asked me that question. He's like, so, man, you busy. You work 12 hours a day. I'm like, yes, I work 12. What did you do today? I said, man, I put up the sign. I vacuumed. I did the trash. I took, you know, I developed some film. You know what? I dust. You know, I did some marketing. I was busy, dude. And he's like, really? You was busy? Yes, I was. Okay, bottom line in business, the bottom line is how many duckies did you make? How much money did you bring in? And he asked me, how much of your activity did you do today that brought in revenue? How many new customers? How many new clients? How many pictures did you take? How many dollars exchanged hands? Well, what had happened was, and he said, you don't have a business. You're busy, but you ain't got no business. Many people assume. Now, again, that's playing. Playing is you're doing a lot of shizness. You're working on your website. You're doing, one-on-ones. You're listening to shows. You're doing a lot of shizness, but you ain't bringing in no revenue. You ain't made a dime, but you ain't got a business. I remember this guy's name was, you go on Google, his name is Daryl Rutherford. Shouldn't say his name, but he's a multi-billionaire now. Back when I knew him, he had a couple of mil. And this dude was like, you ain't got no damn business. You got a hobby. That 20 grand I gave you, you might as well give it back. Now, you guys know I went through 20 grand in a week back in them days. Why? I was busy. I was playing. So I need to tell everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, and this message is for me. I just invite you along to listen. So I got to stop playing. And I'm going to encourage you to stop playing. Now, I don't know what you're playing with. I don't know what you're doing, but a lot of stuff that you're doing is not purpose-based. It ain't profitable. I got one question for you today. What activities are you doing today that are bringing in revenue? That's the only question I got. What activities are you doing today that's generating revenue? In other words, action. See, I like to talk a lot. I like to talk. And I can talk a good game. But the question was posed to me. I'm going to pose the same question to you. What action are you taking? What actions are you taking? Are you taking any action? That's the question. See, we can talk. That's what we're doing right now. But after this message, you got to take action. You got to do something. Number one, to build a global empire, you got to stop playing. See, many of us, we go to church on Sundays, and then I got no dis. I like, people shout, turn over chairs. I like to do that too, listen to music. We get emotionally worked up. And then as soon as church is over, we go home, we turn on the TV. Well, first we go by the all-you-can-eat place, and then we eat. And then we go home, take our clothes off, and go to sleep. And now on Sunday, I want you to ask yourself on your way home from church or on your way home from wherever you're at, what did you do today to generate revenue? Or what did you do today to increase your health? Or what did you do today to get you some spiritual knowledge? Was the message, I ask people all the time. I used to joke around my sister all the time. And I used to ask her, she said, man, church was great. I'm like, really? What did the pastor preach about? They can't remember the message, but it was great. They know it was great because it was emotional. But then they ain't learned shiznit. So what if you come home, you should be able to tell me what the pastor preached. And you should be able to tell me the key points of the message. That means you learned something. Or that should be something that helped you be a better husband, be a better son, be a better daughter, be a relationship benefit. If you're doing shiznit and it doesn't benefit you in one of those four areas, wealth, health, wisdom, you're in recess. You're playing. Stop that. Stop playing. Like this is for real. This is your life. It's the only one you get. You're going to wake up one day. You're going to be like just like me. You're going to be knocking on 60. You're going to be like, what the fuck did I do? I need you to understand because this is serious. Stop playing. Stop playing and start producing something. Build a system. How do you do that? Number one, stop playing. That means the bell rung. You're on recess. When I was a kid, when I went on recess, that meant to go play. That means I turned my brain off. So after you stop playing, step one, your mind must be immersed in your design. Let me say that again. Number one, your mind must be immersed in your design. Not the rim, not the bishops. Not Jim Bob down the street. Yours. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of your creator. So the conversation that I had last night with this person, and I was telling this person, you ain't immersed in your design. You worried about something in someone else. You are dependent. I was telling my client today, he was expecting a payment from somebody that owed him some money, an old client or something. And he was totally disappointed because the person was supposed to pay X, they paid Y. And X was significantly less than Y. So the client was like, man, I need my money. So I asked the client, I'll say, client, now you are building your empire, your pattern, your system, you. Now, Only way that doesn't happen is, number one, you have unrealistic expectations. Number two, you have misplaced dependencies. Number one, was your expectation unrealistic? He says, no, sir. We had an agreement. We had a contract. That person was supposed to pay me X. They did not. Okay? So your expectations was not unrealistic. No, they was not. Okay, good. Let's go to number two. Number two, was your dependency misplaced? Well, what do you mean, misplaced dependency? Meaning, are you depending upon something or someone outside the self to do for the self what the self should do for the self? The client paused. So I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you dependent upon somebody outside of you to take care of you? See, stop playing. Go build your empire. That's what I'm doing. And I want to ask you to join me and do the same thing. You ain't got to join my system. I think you should. But if you don't, hey, go do you, boo-boo. But make sure that you got your system. And what is your system? Your mind must be immersed in your design. Number one, your mind must be immersed in your design. Because, see, his mind was immersed in the money that somebody owed him, not immersed in his design. Where's your mind at? Are you where somebody owe you something, somebody did you wrong, and they on your mind, Susie Q or XYZ, or this? That is a distraction. Stop playing. The enemy's job is to get you distracted, because remember, according to the ancient text and according to the book by Greg Braden that I've been talking about, again, the secret modality of prayer, is that the problem must be immersed in the answer or the solution for it to be answered. Man, that if that doesn't hurt your brain, oh, man, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona I want to sell you. Oceanfront, I mean, it's prime real estate. Call me. Let me get this right. In order for your prayer to be answered, your problem must be immersed in your solution, according to the ancient text. Now, the Bible says it the same way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What? And faith is the evidence of things not seen. Is this like a joke? Like, am I being punked? Like, where's Ashton Kutcher at? Like, for real? So, faith is the substance. That's like tangible stuff. Faith is the substance of things not seen. So, I got something that I can't see. I got to act like I got something even though I can't see it. Yes. It means acting as if. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I learned this about, 25, 30 years ago. And when I talk to people, people look at me like I'm crazy. It ain't failed me yet. Because the reason I'm able to do today's show is because of that. Because what I just learned, what I just found out today, it would have shut most people down. They'd been shut down for the day. They would have been, emotionally disrupted. So why come I'm not shut down for today? Why come I'm not emotionally destroyed? Number one, it didn't surprise me. Number two, I knew it was there. I saw it was coming, but I just didn't know the details of how, when, and where. I didn't know if it was coming today or next week. So why? My mind is immersed in my design. Number one, before I could immerse my mind in my design, I had to come off recess. I had to stop playing. Stop playing and go build your empire. See, stop playing. Remember, playing means you're busy, but you're not doing purpose-based activities. How do you know you're playing? You are busy, but you're not getting paid. Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice? You busy all day. You busy. You're running around. You're doing this, that, and the other. But I'm going to ask you one question. How much money did you make? Okay. Did it improve your health? Oh, okay, no. Did you increase in wisdom? No. Did it make your relationship better? Okay. Stop playing, man. Stop playing. Like, be for real. Get your life right. Not you, but people you know. Stop playing and then immerse your mind in your design. Now, remember my client this morning, he took his mind off his design because he was expecting, it was a real, number one, he passed first test, unrealistic expectation. His expectation was not unrealistic. They had an agreement. But test number two, did he depend so much on that payment that if it was not received, he had no leg to stand on. Thankfully, that wasn't the case. But I needed him to mentally overstand the physical, which means what? I did not want him to be invested so much mentally that his mind could be immersed spiritually. What does that mean in English? In English, that means I am not going to allow my mental real estate. Now, I only got a certain amount of brain cells. So I need all of my brain cells to be immersed in the solutions to every problem I have in my life. All of them. My mind must be totally immersed, number one. So what gets your mind from not being immersed in your design, your purpose, your job, your family, everything that makes your life click? Something got to come in and say, hey, look at me. And then you look, and then hopefully, if you've been listening to me, you don't make this mistake. React. Now, that's what happened to me this morning. So something happened to me this morning, and the enemy was like, yeah, dog, we got you, boo-boo. I know you're going to react now. I know you're going to react. Man, my phone was blowing up, man. This is happening. And I'm sipping on my ice water right now. Let me take a sip. And I'm doing my show. I am not reacting. The devil's plan did not work. My mind is immersed in my design. Why? My purpose overrides somebody else's problem, even my own. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Number one, stop playing. Come off recess. The bell's over. Class is in session, man. Come off the playground. Too many of us are still on the playground. Man, the bell has rung. Get back in class. Let's go. How do we get to class? What is your design? Oh, you don't know your design? Okay, yeah, you need to call me. 210-290-5927 yesterday. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Get your design and put your mind in that. Your mind must be immersed in your design, number one. Number two, your heart must be immersed in love. Now, remember, the ancient text says your prayers are not answered unless they are prayed in the box or in the name. They must be inside. Your problem must be put inside the name of God, and the name of God is written on your heart. The four chambers of your heart represents Yahweh, the wall of your heart. The part, the muscles that make up the wall of your heart is shaped kind of like an H. That is the Hebrew or the ancient Arabic symbol for the letter Shin, S-H-I-N, which is the word teeth or bite or power in the ancient text. So if what you are doing ain't got no teeth, that dog don't hunt. Your design must be immersed in order for you to shine. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. That's why everything you do must be toe-curling activities. That's why I'm only engaging in toe-curling activities. What does that mean? Love. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it is. I don't know who it is. I don't know why it is. But all you got to do is you just need to make sure. If it don't curl your toes, you need to be, yep, okay. That's a activity that is not purpose-based. You're playing. Many of us are still playing because we got a design that does not allow us to shine. Now, we're talking about building a global empire, something that expands the globe where you are like me. You got clients all over the globe. And maybe they're not clients. Maybe you're selling products all over the globe. Maybe you got a service and you got your service all over the globe. However you want to slice it and dice it, the only way that it happens is if your heart. Now, this is a big one right here, brothers. Number two says your heart must be immersed in love. Now, love is a chemical that we call oxytocin. Now, oxytocin, based upon science, is only released when an electrical charge is implied. Now, I got $10,000 that if anybody can prove me wrong. How does lightning work? I got 10 grand. If you can prove to me that lightning is not the result of a negative ion charge in this clouds, and a positive charge on the ground, and they draw each other, and it is an electrical current that connects, and it moves so fast with so much power, it produces photons that you see called light. Now, all of you physicists and all of you people who understand science and all this stuff, pimp the game. Check it out. Now, notice how the electrical charge is transferred. It's not transferred by two positives or two negatives. So the law of attraction, the dog does not hunt on the higher realm. Meaning two likes repel each other. See, there's so many people that are looking for people like them. There's so many people looking for jobs like them. Everybody I know is looking for shizness they like, not me. I'm looking for shizness that make me inspired. I'm only doing shizness that allow me to produce a freaking charge. Now, the way that that works, it must be a opposites attract. Everything I see on the internet, the law of attraction, all this other stuff, they say like attracts. Mm-hmm. On some level, you that dog might hunt, but let me make sure you understand. Opposite charges attract. Now, you may not at this level understand what that means, depending on your ability to understand basic electrical components and how they work. But let me simply tell you that the Bible says that God is spirit, and God is light. I'm going to break down seven things on the next show. I may turn it into a series because it's so deep. You must have these seven things to build a global empire or system. Number one, you need the Ruach of the Numa. Number two, you need the fear, which means reverence, respect, which means that you have something that I did not have, but I got now. What is that? That's called integrity. What is that? That's called trust. What is trust? Trust is when somebody have confidence in you. Trust is when you tell me, Brother Will, I'm going to make my payment on time, brother. Trust is with your payment is due on the 15th, I get your payment on the 14th or the 14th at 12:50 or 11:59. Or at least on the 15th at 11:59 before it goes to the 16th. Then that means I got confidence, then what you said is true. If you tell me something and it doesn't happen, I can't trust you. We can't build a relationship. We can't build a global empire. The fear of the Lord, that's what that means. Number three means knowledge. Number four is understanding. Number five is wisdom. Number six is counsel. Number seven is might or dunamis power. Those are the seven spirits of God that's found in Isaiah 11 verse 2, which we will be breaking down so you can understand how to build a global empire. If your empire don't have those seven things, your dog don't hunt. How do I know? Because I built an empire and it didn't have those seven things and the shizness crumbled. I lost clients. Why? I lost respect. I disrespected people. Why? I disrespected myself. You cannot disrespect nobody else unless you disrespect yourself first. And then everybody else see you disrespecting you. So they're like, shit, I'm going to disrespect them too. So you got to understand, brothers and sisters, number one, stop playing. What does that mean? That means you're engaging in activities that are not producing wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationship. Number one, stop playing. Number one is just, again, the intro. You can't even get on the board. You can't even get on the playground. The bell rings, and you go on recess. So when the bell rings, that means when somebody say, yo, Jim Bob, when they ring your bell, my bell got rung this morning. My bell got rung this morning. I didn't go on recess. I'm not on recess. I'm doing my show. I'm on my grind. I'm building my business. I don't give a. I'm on my grind. I'm not on recess, man. I ain't reacting to the devil's shizness. Too many of us are playing because you are reacting. Whatever you react to, you enact. I'm not putting no energy into it. Did I respond to it? Absolutely. Did I handle it? Absolutely. Homie, don't play. But my mind is immersed in my design, number one. The intro, I ain't playing. I didn't go, I'm in class. Class is in session. Everybody else is on recess. I'm in class. I'm not going playing. Stop playing and go build your empire. Go build a system that is duplicatable and implementable. How do you do that? Your mind must be immersed in your design. If you don't have your design, now I'm not talking about somebody else's product, service, information. And no disrespect to anything or anyone that, you know, that does that. I'm talking about purpose-based production. Your mind, that again, your mind, not your entire soul, your mind. Now, the mind is the computer. That means I got to put my computer aside so that way it can process what? Number two. Remember, the mind is just a machine that processes the heart, the impulses from the heart. What is the heart? The heart is the charge that Get the heart is a positive or it is an opposite charge of the gut. Number three, the heart is not receiving the charge from the gut. That's your intuition. Why? You need a colonic cleanse, not a physical one, a spiritual one. That means your intestines is backed up. That means you're full of shiznits. That means you're going to detox. Number three, if you want to build a global empire, you need to detox, homie. What does that mean? Get all the shiznits out your life. Get all the distractions out your life. Your gut must be detoxed. It must be cleaned. It must have all of the stuff, the blockage, if you want to use that term, removed. Now, what does that mean in English? That doesn't mean no destination addiction. That don't mean that you go from, you know, car to car to house and, you know, job to job and none of that other bullshitness. That means you detox. You don't get a new body. You clean. You take care of the existing body. What does that mean? That means it's your gut. Your intuition. The kingdom of God is within. Notice the three steps have to do with your mind, that's inside of you, your heart, that's inside of you, your gut, that's inside of you, aka the kingdom of God is within. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, your empire, will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first kingdom of God, the king's dominion within. How do you build a global empire? How do you build an empire that spans the globe? How do you have clients and customers and services and products all over the globe? Opposite charges attract, not what we've been taught by the dominant culture in the new age law of attraction bullshitness. Now, I'm not saying that does not work. It does not work globally. It's not interdimensional. It's not interdimensional. When I say global, I'm talking off the planet. Mars, Jupiter, any dimension, any of the 12 dimensions. That means you get, you like Nikola Tesla. You like all of the greats. That was this guy who has a car that one that runs off radio waves. A black Nigerian guy. It was on Facebook. He cannot get a pattern. The government, no government will give him a pattern. Well, number one, he's black. Number two, he's from supposed to be a third world country, which is actually, there's no such animal. How can Africa, the richest country or the richest plot of land on the earth, but it's a third world country? What? That dog doesn't hunt. But the dominant culture will not allow this young black man to take his car. Everybody should be driving that vehicle. It uses no moving parts. It runs off of frequency. It pulls energy out of thin air and runs all day, every day. Y'all didn't see it. It's on Facebook. I'll send you the link. Now, this ain't the first one. Remember the guy that had a car that ran off water? I think it was seawater. He's dead. Another guy, you know, my boy I tell you about, Tom Bearden, he has a car that runs off of magnets. He's hiding underground in Alabama somewhere. Nikola Tesla, yeah, he's dead. Everybody that comes out, this free energy stuff, if anybody wanted a one-way ticket to exit Earth, come up with a free energy product. That your ticket will get punched. Nobody is going to fund it. Why? Who's going to make money? Fossil fuel, oil and gas, them good old boys can't make no money off of free energy. And they surely ain't going to let you make no money off no free energy. So you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you have a system, you have a pattern, you have gifts, you have talents, but you are being distracted by events. So no event outside of you should override your spiritual design inside of you. How do you build a global empire? You have to stop playing. You have to take your mind. Now, when I say mind, what I mean? I mean your willpower. Now, I have a whole book that breaks this down that's called The Science. Y'all know that willpower is a science? Now, willpower is his power. Let me make sure you understand. People think when I say willpower, I'm talking about this fleshly stuff, you know, mind power, you know, mind over matter, you know, like forcing shizness to happen. And, you know, you go sit somewhere in a, you know, in a dark room with your leg crosses with a candle and some sage and, you know, meditate. I'm not saying that doesn't work, but, you know, hey, when you finish doing that, you got to pray without ceasing. That's mind power. That's what the Bible says anyway. So the Bible says to pray without ceasing. We talked about it inside of the book, The Secret Modality of Prayer. That means consciousness. Now, how do you establish consciousness? Same way I established mine. How did I establish mine? Faith cometh by hearing. That's what the scripture says. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing. People ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why do you repeat the same shizness over and over again? Hello, ring, ring. Anybody home? I'm trying to establish some consciousness in you, homie. That's the reason why I ask, beg, plead. Well, Brother Will, you see, that's a lot of information, brother. You know, you got 50 books in the life management system. You know, I got to listen to a show every day, plus the pay-per-view shows, plus the free stuff you're doing. Man, brother, that's a lot of stuff. Hello. Why? To establish your consciousness. That's your mind. Your mind is not your thoughts. Your thoughts interrupt your mind. Every thought you get into your brain is an interruption into your consciousness or your soil or your field. Thoughts is what you plant inside of consciousness to establish the electricity that produces your reality. Remember, opposites attract. Why do you think negative events are happening to you? So you can attract the solution. Somebody should write that down. Because you're sitting there and you're wondering, man, I'm doing everything right, Brother Will. I don't know why bad shizness is happening to me. If you make a prayer, you go ask King Solomon. So when the shizness happened this morning, did y'all think I was like surprised? Nope, because I made a declaration. What did I make? I am building my business. I'm going to the next level. I'm already there. See, first thought, then feelings, then action. Now, let me make sure you understand, because a lot of people, like, you know, they're like, well, Brother Will, I don't understand that, man. They got all this new age stuff out there, and different people say different things. How do you build a global empire with your mind? Don't move a muscle yet, because the muscle that you should be moved is going to be a result of the charge that's in your heart that came from your gut. So something happened today that was an electrical charge. Oh, yeah. That's an electrical charge because it was a negative event. But notice, it takes a negative to create a positive. Anybody remember old school photography? Now, I used to be a photographer. I had a negative, and I would shine a light through a negative, and it would project onto film or paper to produce a pixel or picture. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me tell you the secret to life on this dimension. If you could wrap your brain around this, every time a problem show up in your life, you would be like I am right now. You'd be happy. Because you know your problem just brought your solution. Your prayers are answered. Every time a problem shows up, I'm like, ooh, I'm about to get paid. I'm about to blow up. When a fire breaks out, like a fireman, I run in the direction of fires. Why do firemen run in the direction of a fire? Because they trained to put it out. Are you trained, my brother? Are you trained, my sister? Oh, I'm trained. I fix problems. How do I fix problems, brothers and sisters? Well, let me check out the Helios Biblios. Philippians 4:8 is the problem-solving verse. Somebody should write that down. Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8 in the King James says this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, my brother, whatsoever things are of a good report, my sister, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, I take my problem and I immerse it in my consciousness, which says all things work together for my good. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I need you to understand the field. Can you see the forest and the trees? Or you can't see the forest because of the trees. The trees make up the forest. The problems is your profit. More problems, more profit. Because you are the problem solver. Because of why? How do you solve problems? Whatsoever things are true, the problem, that's not true. Whatsoever things are noble, that problem is not noble. Whatsoever things are just, it's not just. Whatsoever things are pure, it's not pure. Whatsoever things are lovely, yeah, not lovely. Whatsoever things are good report, definitely not a good report. If there's any virtue, no virtue. Is it praiseworthy? It's not praiseworthy. Meditate, okay, problem, I'm not meditating on you. So problem comes, homie don't react. What did homie do? Homie meditate on solutions. What is solution? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I got the solution to the problem. Bring it on. I got you, boo-boo. See, God, my brothers and sisters, has revealed exactly how you should think. You don't have to wonder. You ain't got to contemplate. What should I do, Brother Will? Well, let me make sure you understand. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. In the New Living Translation, it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of your praise, or worthy of praise." See, Yahushua, the big G, not the little one, the big G is telling us to fix our focus on the thoughts that are true, that are honest, and what's right. Notice that he did not say that, well, I should address the problem. Maybe I should talk about it a little bit. Maybe I should gossip. Maybe I should call somebody. Maybe I should consult a curandero or a shaman. Maybe I should look at the tarot cards. And say none of that bullshit. It tells you specifically what you should do. The problem is we ain't doing it. Brother Will, I'm not talking about, you, me. So my job, my brothers, your job, my sisters, is your mind, which is your consciousness that you've established based upon what you meditate on, meaning what you hear over and over again. I've just heard this. Now, remember, I've been in the game probably longer than most of y'all have been on the planet. I've been in the game a good 30 plus. What is that? I've been establishing my consciousness for over 30 years. So my mind, again, must be immersed in my design. So I take my consciousness and I immerse it in my design. That means my dear Kinnear. That means my destiny. That means my purpose. That means my vision. My vision is immersed in my mind. My mind is immersed in my vision. Then my heart. I don't have a charge in my heart. Let's just say, again, hypothetically, I need a charge. I need an electrical charge. Y'all call it love. I need some mojo. I need some energy. I need the chi. I need the prana. I need the ruach. But that comes from my gut. So the only way to get that spark, the only way to get that dunamis power, the only way to get that dynamite is that my gut must be clear, it must be clean, it must be uncluttered so it can be connected to the source. That means my intuition, because my intuition, my intuitiveness creates a spark or lightning. This electrical spark hits the problem or the negativity. The negativity draws the intuition or the spark. No negativity, no spark. That's the reason why when negativity shows up, I ain't scarred. Because when negativity shows up, I know I got the divine spark to put out the light. put out the fire. Solve the problem. My intuition. Notice the answer comes from my intuition. Notice the answer does not come from a book. Notice the answer did not come from the shaman or the curandero. Notice the answer did not come from me consulting Master Teacher 33. Notice the answer came from my gut. Notice the answer came from my intuition. But notice the intuition only sparks when there's a problem. No problem. Yeah, everything's good. That's why you should not run from problems. You should not run from no devils or no demons. Why? You are a demon hunter. You're the witch hunter. You're like old boy in the Matrix. You used to run from agents back in the day. Now, agents, they run from you. Because problems know that you got the solutions. Tomorrow we're going to continue with, I guess you say part two, as we talk about the animating principle of the body. So we have been talking about building this global empire that spans the globe metaphysically. Now, yeah, we got to get into marketing, website design, product hosting, and all that other stuff. Yeah, that's the easy stuff. The hard stuff is building the mental disposition so that when you become a millionaire, you won't get distracted. Now, remember, the only way you cannot build a global empire is if I got a carrot that you want. As long as I got a carrot, I got you. Because all I got to do is pull out that carrot. Your job is your gut has been detoxed. Your job is to understand that you've already cleaned out. You've already uncluttered. You are connected with the source. So your intuition, that small, that still small voice, you can hear crystal clear. So no matter how small or how faint the voice is, guess what? You can hear it. How? In the book of Psalms, it says something that is mind-blowing. It talks about that the stars in heaven, they talk. Stop playing. Go build your empire. That's what the stars is telling you. How, Brother Will? What are the building blocks of the universe? The building blocks of the universe is love. Faith, hope, and love. The grace of these three is love. Love, not money. Love, not people. Love, not books. Love is the building blocks of the spirit realm. The scriptures talks about the same thing that the electrical charge verifies. Opposite charges attract each other. Lightning formed. How does lightning work? The cloud contains a negative charge. The ground contains a positive charge. The energy that is when particles of the cloud, again, get close to or get polarized by the ground, the positive and the negative charge move or create electricity. Your heart and your gut does the same thing. How? Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4. Let's close with this. Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4. Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4 says, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. What? Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. What? Night after night, they, the stars, make him, the big G, known. They speak without a sound or a word. Psalms 119, verses 1 through 4, they speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Yet, their message has gone throughout the earth and their words throughout the entire world. Now, you, according to science, are made up of the exact stuff that stars are made up of. That's what science says. You are a starer, my brother, my sister. You are a sister. As a star, you oscillate and vibrate and emit and do the exact same thing that your brothers in the sky do. Those are celestial beings. You are a star that's encapsulated inside of a terrestrial suit. So whatever the stars up there do is what the star in you do. Now let me read that scripture again and put yourself in that verse. This is you. This is how you build a global empire. This is how you build a spiritual empire. Your mind must be immersed in your design. Your heart must be immersed in the lightning or the spark or the fire of love that is released or activated by the intuition of your gut. But biblically, what does that mean? Psalms 119 says it. Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4, again says it like this. Psalms 19, 1 through 4. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. You are the sky. That means you display his craftsmanship. It's in your design. It's in your DNA. It's hardwired into you. You are designed by the big G because you are starer. Then it says, day after day, they continue to speak. How are you speaking when your lips ain't moving? How are you speaking when your lips ain't moving? Same way you speak when you read aloud to yourself. When you're sleeping, you're speaking. Your life speaks for you. And then it says, night after night, they make him known. Are you making him known night after night by the way that you live, by your design? They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Are you speaking without making a sound or without saying a word? Is your life speaking for you? Your voice is never heard, yet your message is going out throughout all of the earth, and your message is going out and the words throughout all of the world. The words that you're speaking, that you're not speaking, they're going out. It's called a frequency, a wave, and a vibration. Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4 is you. And the ancient text says, as above, so below. Whatever is going on, now the Bible says it this way, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it says that the heavens declare the glory and the handiwork, the craftsman. Are you declaring the glory? Are you declaring the handiwork, the craftsmanship? If your mind is immersed in your design, if your heart is immersed in love, and if your gut is igniting the spark of the flame that's been amplified by the heart, so that way the brain knows exactly what to do. If you're living by your gut, by your intuition, it is activating your heart chakra. Your heart emits 100 times more electricity than magnetism than the brain. The brain takes what has been emitted by the heart, and it takes out, and it produces the thought. The thought then produces the feeling. The feeling then controls your behavior. The word behavior has the word be, have in it. Look at the word be, have, are. Are, that means whatever you have, you be. Are, whatever you be, you have. Meaning, if you have it, that means you're being it. The word behavior means be, have. Whatever you have controls your behavior. Behavior. Look at the word behavior. The word behavior means be, have. Remember the creative formula. Have, be, do. That is the word behavior. The creative formula is the word behavior. Look at the word behavior. Look at the word be, have, are. Are you being what you're having? Are you having what you're being? The creative formula is not do, have, be. The creative formula is have. To him that have, more shall be given. See, the Bible says that God has given you, past tense. So you must have it. Where is it at? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means your problems are immersed in the solution. Where's the solution? The solution is your consciousness. If you got the wrong consciousness, you got the wrong solution. Where's your mind immersed? What is your heart entangled with? Is your gut clean? You still on recess? Are you still playing? Stop playing and go build your empire. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. Between myself and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better beat the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me. How I let the levee run, cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun, stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah, I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.